What's up? What's up? What's up? We here. We here.
Yeah.
Real talk show.
Welcome to the Real Talk Show.
Episode 3. We here.
Episode 3. Man, you got your boy Jersey Jules.
Yes, yes. Credit Corey in the building.
And shout out to L Pretty B.
Yes, yes.
We feel her in the presence and her spirit. You feel me? But you know what I mean? She had to take care of some personal stuff. So you feel me?
Yes.
We got us all men the in best, the house all holding the best. It down.
We holding it down for sure. We're definitely holding it down this time. Episode 3. You know what I mean? We here. Make sure to download the DJ Chase app. Download the DJ Chase app.
Yes, yes, yes. Download the DJ Chase app at djchaseradio.com.
Yes, yes, yes.
djchaseradio.com. Shout out to DJ Chase. Shout out to Bel Air. Shout out to Clarity. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, now, man. Shout out to Mayframes, CPS Training.
Silent, Silent Productions.
Silent Grind.
You know what I'm saying? Silent Grind Productions.
Yes, yes, yes. Shout out to Good Company, you feel me? Global Partners, Tarzan, Lamar, I see you out there. Shout out to their artists, Make a Million, you feel me? Had a beautiful weekend, man. Like, it's been amazing,
yes,
man.
Yes, so, good, good. My boy been on the move. This, you know what I mean? This is 50.
Hey,
I saw it.
Yeah, man. I was on this, this
definitely
is 50,
applause.
Man. So, like, you know what I mean? That was a whole move, man. That episode is coming out real soon, man. So
yeah, that was
I
good.
I did my thing, man. Shout out to DJ Thorough. This is 50, man.
Good PR. My boy be on the move.
Got to, man. You got to, man. Somebody got to do it, man. But
yes, yes.
Hey, man, we ain't been up here in a while. Yeah, so, you know, we got a lot to talk about.
Definitely a lot to talk about. It's a lot going on. You know, you already know the first segment. You know, we're going to get into this Holly Weird.
This is one of our favorite segments to get into. Holly Weird. You feel me? Because, you know, these weird people be weird, man.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
We're going to break it down to it.
Definitely going to break it down. So, we're going to get into the first one. Jonathan Majors says Megan Good held him down like Coretta Scott.
Like a Coretta.
Yes. Held it down, you know what I mean? As a black queen,
hey, man,
supposed to
first
do.
First of all, man, shout out to the women on that, man. You feel me? Holding
sure.
that man down during all that conflict, all that controversy.
You gotta hold the brother down. Hold the brother
like that,
down,
man. But he's sticking with that line.
Absolutely.
We might have to have the brother up here to explain a little bit what he mean by this. You feel
he just
me?
Gotta,
like, we know, but we don't want to speculate
yeah,
on
exactly.
it. I don't want to assume. So get a broader understanding. I need my boy to come up here.
He just got a good black woman holding him down.
Man,
that's all that matters.
Shout out to the black women.
Shout out to the black women.
Shout out to the black women holding it down. Like,
but
you know what I mean?
On the bad part about it, it says Jonathan Major will no longer play Dennis Rodman and Kane the Conqueror.
Damn.
That's from the Marvel. So he losing them. He losing a lot of the Marvel stuff. He had
man,
a lot of movies coming
it's
up.
It's gonna hurt his pockets a little bit, man. But you feel me? That's when the Coretta Scott King comes.
Yes, holds him
play.
Down.
You
holds him down.
Hold him down
to
whatever.
To bigger and better
Shed her
things.
Light. Sprinkle her magic. That black girl magic.
Yeah, yeah. So it says Boosie. When he got out of jail, Cat Williams gave him $15,000.
Team,
he didn't
man.
Even
hey,
know
yo,
Cat.
Man, shout out to Cat Williams, man. Cat Williams is taking over 2024.
A real one. He started it off hot, you know what I mean? A lot of stuff coming out that he did back in the day.
All the stuff that I've been hearing about the man, all been good, man. Like, that's what it's about, man. Helping each other, man.
Absolutely.
Like, and he's absolutely right, man. You get more back when you helping each other, helping people, man.
He said he gonna pay him back too,
as he should. You feel me? Like, because Boosie
said,
a real
sure
one,
I
man.
Back,
Boosie
you know?
A real
Boosie
one, man.
Real
shout
real
out to Boosie, man. Like, Boosie a real one, real recognized, real every time.
Something I saw that was going on too. Kevin Hart's ex-wife Tori Hart going on tour with Cat Williams.
Cat Williams.
I don't know if it's for for clout. I don't want to say if it's for clout, but I heard she's actually funny, so we're going to see.
I got to dig more into it before I dig of an opinion on her career and stuff, but you know, like, way to capitalize on that.
Absolutely.
On that opportunity,
listen,
you feel me?
Cat
like,
Williams said.
Again, Cat Williams is a real one, you feel
me? He holding
me?
It down, he but
gonna,
he said he don't.
Make sure everything see it through, you
yeah,
feel
me? He said he don't take anybody on tour with him that's not funnier than him.
That's
so.
What I heard.
Well, that's what we're going
to
see what's going
them,
on
man.
With that. Salute to them for sure. Jenny Ma poses in the snow. You here for that?
I actually seen the photo and stuff. You know what I mean, hey man, whatever you say is sexy, man. Do your sexy, man. Who
sure.
am I to sexy shame? You feel me? Do your thing. You feel me?
I got to take a look at it.
Like, know what I mean?
Yeah. I've been hearing about it though, saying it look good. So we'll see how that go.
Oprah.
Back to
big money.
When you hear Oprah, you might hear Taraji. In the same sentence, you know what I mean? But says she addresses the rumors between her and Taraji, saying there's nothing, there's no validity to the things being said between them.
Hey, she keeping things behind closed doors. Yeah. We ain't never hear none of Oprah stuff get out there.
Exactly. Oprah never been spicy.
But maybe a phone call behind closed doors happened after that. I could see that. But definitely. You feel me? Or, you know, the truth shall reveal themselves like everything else is. 2024 is the year of truth. So absolutely. Here we go.
It's because it's in the media. If it wasn't in the media, if it wasn't on social media, a lot of this stuff wouldn't even be coming out to me.
Hey, man, social media, you know what I mean? Is a gift and a curse.
Yeah. So let's go to one of my favorites, Halle Bailey and DGG births a son.
Hey man, let's give an applause to them. I don't know nothing about them.
I don't know too much about them, but I see them on social media. They're looking fun. I saw them at the trampoline park having fun.
I'm here for it, man. You know? Congratulations to them, man.
Definitely congrats to them. Mike Epps said the problem is we need another Friday movie.
Hey man, I'm here for that, yo.
Sure,
y'all here
we
for
need another Friday
movie.
We should have bought it. We had three already. There's nothing gonna be like the original.
But we gotta stop expecting the original out of remakes too, man. Yeah, cause that's just like Coming to America was very good. It was very good.
They could have stopped that one.
That was very good, man. I thought it was. I thoroughly enjoyed it, man. You feel me? But everybody's expecting the old out of something new. You gotta view things open mindedly. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Let's take it to the Grammys. So
Grammys
coming up. Less than a month, or did it come already?
I gotta look into that.
I can't even double check. So we're gonna come back to that.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman says he wears earrings that cost enough to pay for a coffin in case he dies in strange place. Morgan Freeman is hilarious.
He living an adventurous life.
Yeah.
Who knows what he, God forbid, you know, no time soon, but everybody got an expiration date. Everything has an expiration date. Might die in motherfucking somewhere else, and now that people know that, they probably might trade the motherfuckers in.
Yeah, for sure. So, Vivica, let's go back to some Taraji little mess.
Okay. Vivica A. Vivica A. Fox. Talk to me.
Vivica A. Fox says she's sorry to hear that Taraji went through the industry and what happened to her, but says she can't relate because she's good over here. What do you think that means?
I mean, her money is different.
Her money different. She good. She just
she
saying
can't
she can't relate.
But her good might be different from somebody else's good. You feel me? Yeah. Her appreciation might be, Taraji might think, like, man, my appreciation more. I ain't gonna start shit. I'm gonna shut the fuck up. You feel me? Like,
she says she good, so she good. No shit, you know what I mean?
Yo, she good.
And Vivica says she good.
She good.
And you know what I mean? I know 50 was helping her a lot too, so.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. So, I heard the candy shot was over. That's all I heard. That's all I heard.
Regina King honored Angela Bassett for her historic career while at the Governor's Award and presented her with an honorary Oscar.
Hey, man.
But they also shared the kiss. Did you see the kiss?
Let's talk about
you give
that.
Give him applause.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Maybe it was just a friendly kiss.
See, this
it
is what happened with L Pretty B out on this motherfucking show. You feel me? It's the man takeover.
It's
the
definitely
motherfucking
the man
real
takeover,
talk
that
show.
That was crazy,
man.
It was a friendly kiss, but I don't think it was nothing.
Is that a
that.
Thing with women? Is that
I
a
really
thing
don't
with
know.
Women?
We not women, so.
Women just kiss on lips like that? I'm not. I'm just asking. It's just a question of concern. That's all I'm asking. Like,
so
shout out to that queen, man. Congratulations.
Salute.
We're here for you, auntie.
So the last thing in our Hollywood segment, somebody got pistol whipped while doing a 20 versus 1 with Krishan Rock.
Hey, yo. I hate to laugh at somebody's.
It's crazy,
somebody's
right?
pain.
Think Blueface
but I seen the video. Did you see the video?
I didn't see all of it.
Oh,
I saw the
boy,
end. I saw the
it was tussling. I ain't gonna say fighting because niggas can't fight. I'm gonna keep it 100 to being. I just told you that. Brother. Niggas can't fight. Niggas talk a lot of game, but niggas, I
just
love the aggression.
All over the place.
But niggas don't really got hands. You feel me? So they was tussling and all that. And then next thing you know, I guess they ran out of breath and shit. And then That dude reached, fat dude reached all the way down and he pulled it out. Paul's like,
how he even get in there? Like,
bro,
was it?
Bro. And the other dude was just waiting for him to do it.
Was
like,
the person with the gun with the team four who was setting up the show?
Yeah,
that's what they were saying, right? Like,
know,
whoever set up the show was basically behind it. But
like, how you getting pistol whipped for Chrisean Rock? What y'all doing down there? Like, what the fuck is we? We ain't gonna spend too much time on that.
Nah, for sure.
Press forward,
for
man.
Sure.
But I just gotta make me understand certain things.
So, nah, we're gonna leave that just where it's at. So we're gonna go over to the world segment.
World talk.
It's so
a big world out here. What's going
UK
on?
UK police investigating first sexual assault case in the metaverse. In the metaverse. That's creepy right there. That's a little spooky.
I thought the metaverse supposed to be safe. How is
That's
somebody
crazy.
Getting violated in the digital world?
In the digital world is crazy. They actually banned how close you can walk up onto somebody now in the metaverse, so you can't touch or rape them, which is crazy.
That's
I don't own a pair of the Oculus or nothing.
Where y'all minds at with things? Like, where's people going with their thinking process nowadays? Like, I thought therapy was a thing nowadays. Maybe we need to promote more therapy. I mean, not just amongst
better help.
A gender or something like
better
that.
Better help. Holla at us.
Talk to somebody. The real talk is here. Holla at us.
Holla at us for sure.
Hotline coming in soon, man. So this way we gonna be doing live shows and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? We could holla at y'all. Y'all can holla at us. And you know what I mean? You can tell us what's real.
Absolutely. So an airplane door flew off and had to make an emergency landing.
Hey, yo.
But look, the airplane only paid them out, each passenger, $1,500.
$1,500, first of all,
we're
going to break
more
this.
Than $1,500.
Hey, son, first of all, we're going to break this down into different.
Listen.
We're going to break that topic in that segment down to do two different individual segments on that one. One.
Yeah.
I'm a firefighter. I'm an airport firefighter, actually. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And an airplane door flying off is
crazy. They say that they was like 20,000 feet more. They would have started flying out.
Wow. And I heard the people that was supposed to be sitting right next there, they missed the flight.
They missed the flight. Yeah.
Talk about some final destination shit.
Definitely.
I'm trying to tell you, like,
you think 1,500 is enough?
1,500 is not
emotional
enough
distress.
For me about to die. My life,
it's crazy.
My life insurance is way more than that. But
that door was
you
gotta
match my life insurance or half
for
of
sure.
Because I halfway died. You feel me? I fucking halfway died, dude.
Could have went in shock.
You feel
for
me?
Sure.
I
definitely could have went in shock
fucking,
or something.
You gotta talk to me. You feel
you
me?
Know?
Maybe it's an individual. Processing this something, but
that was wild. But I don't think 1,500 definitely wasn't enough. That's
my life way more than 1,500.
Yeah, man, people traumatized after that.
Disrespect.
So nearly half of the U.S. companies to drop bachelor degree requirement for jobs in 2024. Let's give a shout out to that because a lot of people getting degrees don't even use them, don't need them. End up doing a trade or something
and,
else that's
and
even
eight
better.
8 times out of 10, the job that you're getting don't even need you don't that degree.
You don't need
don't
it.
Even
you don't need it.
It's the unless it's like in the medical field.
Yeah,
maybe,
of course, nursing,
you know
doctor.
Mean?
Some steps you got to take to do
mean?
It.
The law
so.
Field and stuff like that, but everything else is just like unnecessary. Like, what's the one? Criminal justice.
Mm-hmm. That was like
how many people?
Criminal justice and business management was the hottest topics in college.
Business management,
maybe
you
need it.
In a hotel or something, but what are you doing with your criminal? Because I was once almost a victim of the criminal justice whole downfall.
Only one time I was about to do criminal justice because I heard you needed it for corrections or something like that. That was the only time I was thinking about doing it, but then I'm like, you don't even need it for that.
How many correction officers have their criminal justice degree? Imagine we'll have no COs.
Yeah, not for sure. So a teenager in New Mexico found $135,000 in cash and turned it into police. And guess what? How much he was rewarded? $500. It's crickets for that. $500?
Man, give it up for his old dumbass.
Oh, man.
Oh, dumbass little boy. What are you getting for that?
Don't pay to be that nice.
You
done
missed your blessing.
Definitely.
You a dumbass.
God gave you a blessing. That could have been his blessing for sure.
$135,000? Man, listen, man.
I feel like $500 reward is disrespectful, to be honest with you.
Man, at least
that's
he
wild.
Got something. I seen him one time, a nigga got a bike.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I did.
What the fuck am I going to do with a bike? Like,
I did see that.
Y'all disrespecting a good citizen. Y'all want people to be good citizens, but y'all not paying enough to be good citizens. For fuck sure. That shit.
Nah, that's hilarious.
Nah, I'm playing. Nah, we ain't about the January 6th Capitol.
Yeah, so let's talk about this next one. Sony demos new electric vehicle being operated by a PS5 controller.
I don't know.
Car, you operating your car by the controller. That's a little wild.
No, maybe that raises suspicions because you know the age gap with technology and stuff, and you know our elders and stuff. Imagine you seeing your grandma playing the PlayStation and shit like that while she driving a fucking car. Imagine
you know that. You know what that took
Sony,
me back to.
Why are you pushing these old people out of cars and vehicles?
Like, I don't think anybody should be operating anything remote control after what happened with the submarine, because that was also controlled by a controller. Shit. You know what I mean?
So, well, we can't beat that. These niggas was, went to see was the Titanic and the motherfucking son.
Became the Titanic.
Oh, man, with a backbone controller. This shit wasn't even a PS4. Shit was a backbone.
So, let's get to Trump. Let's talk about something. Let's talk about Trump for
let's
a second.
Let's talk about the wild boy.
Trump says he hopes the economy crashes within the next 12 months because he doesn't want to be blamed for a Great Depression like President Hoover was. He basically
talk
saying, let's get it out
shots.
The way. So, but that sounds like
talk about
it
shots.
Sounds like he's assuming he's going to be president.
But you know, he always talking shit. You know what I mean? But he like, hey man, I keep saying it, and I'm gonna say it again. You feel me? Who else do you hear about running for president? You hear about Trump the most, and then you hear about Biden. You don't hear about nobody else. You feel me? Trump. Especially after that candidate that just said that racism doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah, for
you
sure.
You feel me? Let's talk about this world segment. You feel me? She said racism doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist. How can
what is your
that?
Thoughts on that?
A little foolish comment. Because racism definitely exists.
Oh, man. Not, I think that was the most ignorant I ever heard in my life. You feel me?
Definitely like, was a foolish comment.
It's, of course, it's an ugly past. And, of course, who wants to be blamed and their whole race to be blamed for fucking slavery
can't wipe
and
out,
shit?
Can't wipe
but
out the past.
Motherfucker, how are you trying to wipe out the past? You feel me? The past builds off. The future builds off the past. You feel me? Like, that was the most motherfucker I ever get. Like, jeez.
So, let's get to this. Study shows that bottled water contains 100 times more plastic than previously thought. And that's kind of wild. But I kind of knew that. Like, a lot of the best water is in glass anyway.
That's disturbing, bro.
That is
like,
disturbing.
Because I just
disturbing.
Literally just came from food shopping and, you know, ShopRite be having that deal and all that shit. The three for, like, $10, $11.
Okay.
Like, what? We can't drink tap water.
All water not created equal.
Bottled water, like shit. Damned if we do.
It's not. It's the plastic, and that's why I like the best water is coming glass.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But it's not really sold in the hood. It's not sold in certain stores. You gotta go looking for it. But I already kind of knew that. Like, especially with the plastics, it's not good.
Damned if we do. Damned if we don't.
For sure, we can't have nothing no more, man. So Angela Bassett, let's give it up for her. She gets her first Oscar.
Hey.
Angela Bassett got her first Oscar. Shout out to her. Shout out to that queen. Yes.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about, man.
This should have
like,
been had that
Y'all tried to play her and do some honorary
sure.
shit. We gonna keep it
we
100.
We don't need
we
the honorary.
We keep it real talk. Like, y'all tried to play her and give her some honorary shit.
They had to
but
give
man,
it to
we
her.
Gonna celebrate that queen the way
absolutely.
She needs and deserves
absolutely.
To
give
be
her
celebrated.
One more applause.
Man,
give her one more applause.
All right. About,
so a North Carolina man who was wrongfully imprisoned for 44 years for rape received $25 million in a settlement. Sheds light on the justice system.
Whoa. How much?
He got 25 M's in the settlement.
Is that enough for spending
for
44
years?
Years?
Never enough. 44 years, you can't get back that time,
never
man.
Never a price on that. You feel me? Like,
can't get back that time, man.
Man, I need 10% of every earning every year. You feel me?
Yeah, absolutely. Something a little
on
more.
On top of that, or something. I don't know, bro. Like, I just
because 44 years,
I just gave y'all like two lives. Like,
so that means 44 years, and when I'm trying to think, they ain't. I don't know when
nigga,
he actually got
lives,
arrested.
Nigga.
That's definitely two lives for sure.
Nah, no cap, not being fucked.
That's 20.
Hey,
they say what is 20 years
man,
life?
Man, y'all niggas then bumped y'all head, bro.
25.
I'll take the 25 M's.
Could
no
at
cap.
Least have gave him 44
feel
and make
no
it
cap, like,
M a year.
Like, but that's
at least
probably a dent. Like,
Yeah, nah, that's not even, that's not worth it, man. Family.
My man came up, man. Shout out to that man.
Definitely shout out to him, man. Don't, you know what I mean? Spend it wisely, invest, make it last.
Oh,
man,
he already know, man. He been he had 44 years to plan this out, nigga. Yeah. That nigga.
He definitely had a lot of time. Next to plan time, it yo. Out. Next that's time, pretty, yo. Hey, yo, chill.
I could laugh at him because he paid, you feel me? So I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. You feel me? Like, you paid now. You feel me? So we could crack a yo, little jokey joke
hilarious.
With it.
That's hilarious. So we're going to get into the next one, man. We're going to move on to this music talk segment. You know what I mean? Get into the music.
Let's get into the what?
We're going to get into the music talk.
The music segment. The music segment. Let's get music. Into that, man.
A lot of good music. So let's just jump into music. It, man. 21 Savage album.
Mm-hmm.
Fire. Definitely
put
a great
together
album.
A great body of work, man.
Definitely a great body
good
of work.
Good job,
man. Actually, you can listen to it straight through, good no job. Skips. Whenever I can listen to something, no skips, it's a good album.
Yeah, I absolutely. You know what I mean?
Ain't been too many good albums lately that I can just listen
straight through.
Not
saying, I'm just saying. Y'all know what I be saying, but
for sure.
He did do his thing, man. Shout out to 21.
Shout
man.
Out to him. So Ja Rule announces he signed a new deal worth potentially $100 million.
Hey, man, first shout out of to all, we're going to applaud him, but we're going to go into that $100 million.
100 M's? That's what he said.
Nigga,
though.
What you doing? You putting out more music?
Yeah, he about to. So basically, they saying he dropping another album. I think
you
it's been 7 years.
You here for that?
I'm not here for it, but somebody might be here for it. I don't want to really hear it, but you know, it's Ja. You know what I mean? I can't take from
hey,
what he
man.
Did in the past. But
hey, man. Ja is a legend.
He might be capping on 100 M's, though.
I it's he worth might. Up to him. It's that's worth his key
up.
Words in there. You
worth
feel
up
me?
To him. It could start from 1 million.
It could start
from
zero.
It could start from zero.
It could start from fucking zero.
For sure it could. Oh, man. So rapper Cordae says 2023 was his most successful year thus far after winning an Emmy last year.
Mm-hmm.
Says where he's from, niggas don't win Emmys.
Shout out to Cordae, man. Cordae yeah. be spitting nothing but bars, man. Like,
nah,
I've been
artist.
Watching Cordae online and all that other shit, man. Like, Cordae been spitting nothing but bars for a while, you feel me? And if he got a motherfucking Emmy last year, like he say he did, and I know he did, congratulations to that
yeah,
kid.
Shout out to him,
that
man.
That shit was not easy, man.
Nah,
so
not
this,
at all.
This is what we do, man. So.
All right, Amber Rose says her and Wiz are like best friends and co-parenting.
Hey, man. Oh,
shout out to co-parenting,
oh,
man.
Shout out to co-parenting. I'm here. I'm all here for co-parenting. No. I'm a big advocate for co-parenting.
Yeah, can't mess the kids up if
kids
the relationship
need,
don't
kids
work.
Kids need both, you feel me?
Definitely need both parents, for sure. Especially, you know why you need both parents? It's crazy for this next topic. Lil Nas X reveals his cover art for a new album. You saw his cover art? It might be crickets for that. I don't really. Lil Nas been wilding lately.
Man, and I am a man of God. You feel me? Like, and
he playing, man.
He's playing a very dangerous game. You feel me? And that's all serious note. That's all real talk. You feel me? And that's all I'm gonna go into that. You feel
yeah,
me?
For sure. So let's move. Let's definitely move on from that. Nicki Minaj gifted Funny Marco a Lamborghini.
Big
yes,
money.
Shout out to Nicki for doing that for
big
sure.
Big money. Queen doing her thing, man.
No.
Like, as she should. That's what everybody should be doing, you feel me? Like showing love, you
yeah.
feel me?
A little,
like,
little jealousy came out. Casanova said, why he ain't get a Lambo?
Shit, why I ain't get a yeah. Lambo? You feel me? What my Lambo, man? Hey, Nicki, man, holla at your boy,
you
man.
Know,
we gotta
car
talk
good,
about
man.
That,
you know what I mean? Car
man?
Got
I,
enough.
Maybe I don't want a Lambo, man, but, you know, maybe some properties.
I'll
shit,
take
you
whatever,
know?
You know what I mean? It's free. If you parked outside and she dropped it off,
shit,
I'm good.
Lambo lose appreciation. Come on, Corey. You feel me? Like,
yes, sir. RZA makes history as the first hip-hop artist nominated to receive award from National Association of Music Merchants.
Man,
shout out to
him. Salute. Man. Congratulations to that man. Wu-Tang always coming through, man.
Yes.
Like I always Wu-Tang.
For sure.
Like, yo.
Nah, that's what's up. That's fire.
Yo, that's dope. That's for the culture, man. Shout out to you, man. I'm here for it, King.
Yeah, nah, big salute. Big Meech files petition to get released early.
Yeah.
My boy need to come home. Hey, you man, know what free mean? That man. He been in there a little too long anyway.
Damn,
you
that
know?
Nigga been in all my life, nigga. Like, yeah, yo, free sure. that man. Free like, that man. Y'all niggas is scared of the revolution. That's what it is, man. Yeah,
they scared.
Y'all scared of us coming together, us understanding what we can do and
scared
who
of the Black Mafia
stuff.
Family.
I'm not even going to put a race to it. I'm going to just say y'all, you feel me? Because if it's shoe fit, fucking wear it. Now, scared of us coming together and understanding who we are, and once we do, it's gonna be over, man. That man had a lot of time to sit.
Definitely,
look
had
how
a lot
much
of time.
Influence he then, had to the culture behind the wall.
Didn't
man,
they let his
he
brother
comes
out? Didn't his brother come out already? Like before him, somebody else came out.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, somebody came out already. It's like,
yeah,
he should have came
Meech,
out.
Man.
Definitely
like,
free Meech. ASAP Rocky pleads not guilty in the 2021 shooting of former friend ASAP Relly.
Hey.
You know what I mean? He said not guilty, so we're gonna see how that's going. You know what I mean?
Guilty,
that's just
man.
A plea. He had
we,
to plead something.
See how that one play out,
I'm sure he wasn't gonna plead guilty. Obviously, yeah, you know what
man.
I mean? So
all this is alleged, by the way.
Yeah, all alleged. Definitely all alleged. Show. You know what I mean? But we definitely gonna keep it real. Coi Leray new song "Wanna Come Through." They said it sounds like a bop. You heard it?
Shout out to Coi Leray from the fucking bottom, yo. Yeah, her father Benzino and all that, but she went out and she
Benzino,
got it from
wow.
herself from
yeah.
the bottom, man. Shout out to that queen.
You saw that? You saw that on a little funny note? You saw that little dog? They said it looked like Benzino.
I've been seeing that little chihuahua yeah. with no neck,
with no
for
neck
like,
dog
for
looking
like
just
three
like
years
him.
Now it always resembles, hey.
Yeah, that's hilarious. So, Teyana Taylor accuses Iman Shumpert of ignoring his kid's safety while in his care. Says he's under the influence during most of the time he's with them. I never even heard about that man. Even,
gotta,
you know what I mean?
I gotta stay out of people's
business. Yeah, that's relationship stuff right there. You know what I mean?
That's
so
too deep for me. I
got
no say on none of that.
Yeah.
you know, like,
we're gonna leave her last
what's
rest
under
with
the
them.
Influence. What are yeah. we talking
under
about?
Under influence
here?
Could be liquor, drugs.
I'm not gonna ask no questions. We're gonna leave it
know.
Right
we're
there.
Definitely gonna leave it there.
And on that note, man, we're gonna take a motherfucking break, man.
Yes,
we'll
yes,
be right
yes.
back, yo. Real talk.
We back.
Cheer. Again, man, welcome to The Real Talk Show, man.
Yes,
make
yes.
sure you follow us on IG at The Real Talk Show, the number two.
Don't forget the number two.
Don't forget the number two. Even though we ain't two, we yeah, one, we but you already
one,
know how
but.
Instagram go. Again, at The Real Talk Show, the
yeah,
number
yeah.
two, man. Make sure you follow me, man. I'm your boy, Jersey Jules, Jerzey underscore Julz. Make sure you follow my boy.
Yes, sir. At Credit Corey, CREDIT dot COREY. Don't forget the dot, please.
Don't forget the dot.
Yes.
Yeah, man. But before we get into
let's get some shout out some of these sponsors.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Man.
Shout
you
out some people.
You gotta
know
show
I mean?
Love for the people that show love. You feel me? Like the world needs more love, man. And of course, man, we appreciate the love, man. And we're happy to share it. And we happy to share our platform, man. Elders to share their platform with us. So, you know, one hand wash the other,
yes,
both
yes.
wash the face. You feel me? So we're gonna get straight into it. Man, of course, man. Shout out to Clarity.
Shout out
man,
Clarity. Shout out to Clarity. Big
yes,
Jeff,
yes,
what's
yes,
up?
Yes.
Yes, Jeff, yes.
The good people at Clarity, Snake, feel me, Maine, I see you, you feel me? Nonprofit organization, clothing line, doing amazing things in the community, big for moles, the culture and everything, man. So shout out to them. Next one, man, we're going to get into Mayframes.
Nice glasses.
These are what you're looking at right now. My frames right here, the jersey frames under the Mayframes.
Can't wait till the sun pop out.
Make sure you follow them on Instagram at Shop Travel Boss. Again, it's at Shop Travel Boss. ShopTravelBoss.com.
Yes.
Mayframes. And yeah, man, shout out to Vion, man. Shout out to Bel Air, man. We got the Bel Air over here in the cut somewhere. But man, we out here, man. We got the glasses here and shit. You feel me? Hey, man, I already talked to Gates, man. Shout out to Gates, man. You already know shipments and shit are on the way, man. But let's get into this this credit talk, man.
Let's get into some credit talk. Y'all know what time it is. Credit conscious, so y'all can stay conscious of y'all credit. I'm going to give y'all, I know last time I gave y'all some boosters, but I got a better list for y'all this time. So I'm going to go through this quick. You know what I mean? Number one, these are more credit boosters that where you pay them monthly and you get your credit score boosted by paying off the loans, which you get back at the end of the year, I'm going to add. So the first one is lockbox.com. That's LOQBOX.com. Number two is the Chime Credit Builder. So a lot of people got the Chime card and don't realize you can get the credit builder with it and start building your credit along with that. So number three, Credit Strong. That's creditstrong.com, creditstrong.com. The next one is extra.app. It also comes with a debit card, too. You get a nice little black extra debit card. Number five is SeedFi, SeedFi.com. These are all credit builders, people. And you can sign up for all of them. Like, all at once is not going to hurt you. None of them is going to hurt you. Next one is Bright. It's brightmoney.co. It's all installment loans. Next one is Sable Card, S-A-B-L-E, card.com. Next one is PerPay, P-E-R-P-A-Y, PerPay. And then we're going to go down to credit.ai, C-R-E-D.ai. And last but not least, we got BoomPay, BoomPay.app, BoomPay.app. BoomPay app. These are all credit installments. You can pay $5, $10 a month and build your credit along the way. And lastly, somebody asked me, everybody know about how their credit score goes up, but a lot of people don't know why their score decreases. So I'm going to give y'all six reasons why your credit score could decrease so it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? So number one, a negative item was added. A negative item can be a collection account, charge off, bankruptcy. These items can be deleted from your report, though. Many new accounts or inquiries was added. You know what I mean? So if you have an older account open and apply for too many accounts, the average credit age is recalculated and will decrease your credit score. Number three, recent late payments. And that's the number one thing. You can't have late payments, guys. Recent late payments. So late payments make up 35% of your credit score. One late payment will drop your credit score significantly. Number four, credit card balances decrease. So your credit to debt utilization ratio factors into 30% of your credit score. If you have to make a big purchase and do not plan on paying off the credit card, so try a personal loan. So because the personal loans don't show like won't report bad as far as the credit card goes. So you're better off taking off a secure loan than the credit card.
Okay.
Number five, if a credit account closed out. So closing out a credit card or paying off a loan causes the account to close. Credit scores will drop significantly, especially if there are not other older accounts open after those are closed. So you want to try to keep those accounts open if possible. Even if you're not using it, just tuck it to the side somewhere, pay on it periodically, and just keep it in good standing.
Okay.
Credit limit decrease. Lenders can decrease your credit limit if your card's inactive for a period of time or if your score have dropped. When your credit limit decrease, the credit to debt ratio will increase. So that's what you don't want. That's another thing that'll decrease your score. So those are six quick reasons why your credit score could decrease. So, you know, y'all save this, save the episode, come back to it, come back and get those credit builders so y'all can have it in the future. You know what
definitely,
I mean? So
definitely.
That was the credit conscious segment. Credit conscious, y'all.
Definitely. Hey, man. Hope you guys listening to that one, man. Let's get our money up, man. Yes, it's a new year, man. We just started 24 off.
Let's start it off right, man.
Let's get our credit all together, man. Again, man, I use Credit Corey Services myself and all that, and I appreciate you, my brother, man. This is what we do, man.
Let's get into it. So we're gonna go back. We're gonna finish up, Rob, real quick. We were gonna finish up the music segment.
Okay.
So we're gonna get into it. So G Herbo was sentenced to 3 years probation for fraud involving stolen IDs, designer puppies, private jets, and a Jamaican villa. How you feel about that, my boy?
Designer puppies.
Designer puppy. When I hear designer puppies, all I hear is Frenchies. That's how.
That's the first thing that came to my head. I'm not going.
Designer puppy. They had to make it sound good in court. Like, he's spending money.
Hey, you know what I mean? But shout out to... He beat that system with that one.
Yeah, well, shout out to the bag. He definitely dropped the bag on him, too, to get up out of that.
3 years probation?
Yeah, he gave up a few hundred thousand.
Still working, getting money, and not 3 years?
He good money.
Shout out to that man beating that system like that.
So, listening to this one.
He's a beast.
Definitely a beast. Definitely. I ain't going to say send his number, but I might need him for something else.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
For sure. Yo Gotti's brother, Big Juke, was killed outside a Memphis restaurant. But the thing about that is they heard that Young Jock and Big Juke's mother was just getting out of the car before they started shooting. So she could have died, too.
Damn.
That would have been rough. That definitely would have been rough.
Street's crazy.
Yeah, man. So I'm happy. Salute. She got a body there, though, for sure. I don't know if she felt the vibes.
Rest in peace to that man.
Definitely rest in peace to him, though.
You know what I mean? Condolences to the family and stuff. She's crazy, man.
Tory Lanez granted 2 weekend visits and reunites with his son.
Absolutely, you know what I mean? Let that man see his son.
Let him see his kids, man.
Why he locked up and can't have visits? You feel me?
Like, Tory going through it in there, though, man.
Yeah, he definitely going through it, but he good. It's a fucked up situation. We ain't gonna go deep into that, but he's gonna come out on top. You feel me?
One bad situation, though, into the next one, man. Juice WRLD's girlfriend, Ali Lodi, I don't know if I'm saying her name right, leaks their sex tape. Let my boy rest in peace, please.
What type shit is that, bro?
Who does that? She does it on OnlyFans for 30 cash. $30.
$30?
She sold the sex tape for $30. She posted on OnlyFans. So I'm guessing she's thinking.
What the fuck is going on with this? That's some.
She got a million followers. She thought a million people was going to spend
$30. That should be in the Hollywood segment.
That definitely should have been in the Hollywood segment.
Let that man rest, bro.
Let him rest in peace of Juice WRLD for sure. So,
who does that shit, bro?
I don't know if I'm saying his name right. Diageo settles lawsuit with Diddy after he sued them for racially sabotaging De Leon tequila.
Is that a win for who?
Who is that a win for? It's a win.
It's a win for the company.
It's a win for the company.
They're cutting off ties.
They definitely just cutting ties with old boy.
You feel me? Like, they just trying to, you know, save face, save the brand.
They want to keep it moving.
Like, hey.
And you know Diddy, man. He say
the money got to keep going. You fucking up. You interfering with the money. Something got to give.
I feel like everybody messing with Diddy lately, man.
Diddy messing with himself, right?
Pause. You got to say pause.
Now people be playing because I be saying pause. You say pause, nigga. It's a lot of weird shit out here, man. You don't know what people into. I say pause sometimes, a lot of times. Most of the time.
So, last part of the music segment. Mos Def says Drake music, you can shop. Drake makes music you can shop to in Target while shopping, and Drake isn't hip hop.
What?
They say he said Drake is
Target. Target because it's bougie. You feel me? Yeah, Drake make bougie music. You feel me? We gonna call it what it is. Nigga make bougie music. You feel me? What do we expect from a light skin? You feel me? No shots. You feel me?
But saying he not hip hop is a little wild to me though.
That's wild.
He definitely hip hop for sure.
Bro, he's definitely pop too, but. I don't put him in a box.
Yeah, exactly. He got to spread. He's spreading his wings. You know what I mean? As an artist myself, let me cook.
You feel me, motherfucker? Oh, why you want to sing on this? Motherfucker, this is my vision. This is my journey. This is my life. This is my story.
Exactly.
Let me cook the way I see it cook. Exactly. Either you like it or you don't, but I appreciate your support either way.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. I feel like a lot of people out here just starting to clout chase and just want to make interviews and just get back out there because nobody's been speaking about them too much. You know what I mean? Because I ain't hear much from Mos Def in a minute. So for him to just jump out of nowhere and say Drake not hip hop.
Somebody put that man on his on the platform and asked that man his opinion. Word. That man gave his honest opinion. It's no reason for nobody to feel bad about it. But you feel me? If y'all want to keep it music, I'm here for the music. You feel me? Well, the disses is shit coming out. Exactly, fuck the post. Exactly. give us the music. You feel me? That's what the people want. Real
next
talk.
Disc getting lined up right now, probably.
You feel me? Just like Cat Williams and Ludacris going back. Yeah.
Luda had to hit him with the rhyme. The best like that was funny though. That Cat Williams freestyle had me dying.
Hey man, Cat gonna talk his shit. However, he gonna talk his shit, man.
Yeah, so we're gonna move on to the last segment, y'all. We're gonna get back into the sports talk.
Let's get into the sports segment. See what we got.
So Tiger Woods ends historic 27-year partnership with Nike that grossed him over 660 M's.
660 M's. Tiger got something up his sleeve, man.
Yeah, but I heard they actually heard Nike's trying to get rid of the whole golf division. So that might have something to do with it. So he fights so like y'all just gonna drop the whole golf division. Tiger really not trying to rock with that, you know.
Oh,
what
they
mean?
Probably gave him the heads up.
They probably gave him the heads
like,
up.
Oh, that's what y'all trying to do. Cause you know his time probably coming to an end. He's like, oh, all right, they don't enough. See no Bobby. Besides Mickelson and stuff, they don't probably see anybody that's going to take the face. They like, hey, man, it's going to probably take too much money to go into. Yeah. And
it's time. Might be time to give him the bag, too.
And who's the next upcoming?
Who's the next? You know what I mean? But hey, they get rid of division, then I guess that
business,
is the reason. So.
Business is never personal.
Yeah, it's just business is business. So Layla Edwards becomes the first black woman to play on the U.S. hockey team. Salute to her for sure.
Hey.
One time for the women for sure.
We dipping into the different pools and stuff like
hockey,
that.
I love
it, man. You feel me? Like, I actually enjoy hockey. You
me
ever
too.
Seen hockey before?
Absolutely.
I actually went to a hockey game before and stuff, and it's like wild electric from start to end of shit. Like, I ain't know people could jump on and off the ice at the same time during the game and stuff.
Listen,
like that.
Listen, I got tapped
and then don't
in
let
hockey.
A fighter break out.
That's
I'm
exactly.
Here for it, you feel me? Like,
that was exactly what I was about to say, man. They letting you think she gonna fight? They letting her fight though?
Hey, man, you got to take the. You gotta take the good with it,
right? That's part of the rules.
I'm not being funny, man. She's a sister, man. Who knows what she's been through? She's probably ready for it, man. That's probably the whole reason why she want to do it.
Possibly get some stress out.
Hit the gym, lady.
Word,
therapy.
For sure. So, man, Ja Morant out for the season with a labrum tear. Soon as he come in, he
son,
right back out.
We just on
just
the first
got him back.
Episode, man. You feel me? We
just
shot,
was
man.
Talking about him, shouting him out, how he was dunking on.
That's a
on,
big blow for the
what's,
NBA.
Why keep forgetting that center name, the tall one, Wembley?
Yeah,
that's Wembley. What he dunked on, right?
Yeah, he definitely dunked on Wembley. I was watching that shit. And I was like, oh, hit him with that, hit him with
hit
one
him
of
with
those.
The fillet.
The fillet. Yeah, but that shit, shout out the job, man. Get better, King, man. You already know, man.
Yeah, so James
setback,
Harden.
Bigger comeback.
Nah, for sure. James Harden says he has the best sneakers in the game right now.
You seen his sneakers?
Them shits ugly. Shits is hard. They honestly look like a little mix with Yeezys in there, like with the, the Yeezy slide on.
They have a little Yeezy in them.
Yeah, they definitely got some Yeezy in them.
They under Nike?
No, they're not under Nike. Are they under Nike? I got to double check that.
Let me see real quick. Yeah, because I seen a shoe, and I didn't think it was terribly ugly. You feel me? Like, I feel like it was solid. It looked like a solid
Adidas basketball.
That's why I said.
See, there you go. That's why I got a little Yeezy. Let's go.
Hey, man, keep doing your thing, King.
All right, look at them things.
Yeah, they are.
They look like these the ones, right? They look like Yeezys right here.
Yeah,
yeah. It's the curve, so. Yeah, shout out to him, man.
Look,
man, some
bubble look.
I know somebody
it.
Buying them though. They all right, but not for me. Definitely not for me. So shout out to Michigan. Michigan won the college football national championship over Washington. Salute to them. I don't watch too much college football.
Jim Harbaugh, is he going to the NFL or is he going to stay? I think it's all about the opportunity and the money at this point for him and stuff. Like, not me, but Michigan won it, man. Even though, you feel me? Like,
salute to Michigan,
man. They beat my Alabama Roll Tide. You feel
better
me?
Team.
Like,
the better team
good.
Won. Better team
like,
came
calm
out.
Calm down when you say all that. Like.
Oh, man. So, listen to this, man. Shout out to the Miami Heat, first of all, for holding this man down. Miami Heat waited until head coach Eric Spoelstra got a divorce before paying him his historic $120 million contract. For sure. Salute to Miami Heat for holding that man down.
Talk
they saw he was going through the divorce.
Loyalty. If they you're said, not that loyal to me, oh, I man. Don't even want it. You feel me?
They said, that nah, we ain't going to do you like
them
that.
Championships. he did produce pro way. All the players love him and stuff like that, mm-hmm. man. Shout out to them.
Definitely
man.
Shout out to them. They said, nah,
I got
we're not going to let
say
Shorty.
All that, but I ain't going to incriminate
they
myself.
They said, we're not
going
to let Shorty take that bread from you.
I ain't going to incriminate myself for shit. But, man, shout out to the Miami Heat for holding that
for
man
sure.
down, man.
For sure. So, we're going to end it off with a little bit of news with Stephen A. Smith. I don't know if you saw that.
What I'm talking about, man.
Yeah, you know I mean, Stephen A. Smith went off on Jason Whitlock, called him a piece of shit. And he's going to be the dude to die and have no pallbearers. Stephen Smith went crazy on that one. These guys been beefing. They've been beefing
like
for a while. He's been
Damn.
Holding it. Jason been saying a lot.
You know what's
Stephen.
Real when the analysts start beefing and shit.
Yeah, and Stephen don't really come out of his shell like that. So for him to do that, he was really felt some type
gonna
of way.
Say all
like
that, Stephen. They be
nah, he do.
Shit
but when I say let me change that. I'm gonna say about Jason Whitlock. Because Jason Whitlock said a lot about him over the years.
Uh-huh.
And Stephen A. never said anything. So this
I
got to
follow
his.
Up on this beef. I
yeah,
never this
man.
Was a,
it was,
a,
it was a long beef.
Right
a legit
here?
Beef.
Like,
been years.
It's on site type of beef?
Definitely. That's why he came out like that. He like, you know what?
I'm all about that.
It was bottled
that.
Up. He had to let it go. You know what I mean?
It's on site. I'm like, I need to see this.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So we're going to wrap this up real quick. We're going to give another shout out to DJ Chase. To
Yeah. Salute.
Clarity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Episode 3, you know?
Absolutely, man.
Make sure y'all download the DJ Chase app. Lock in with us every Wednesday, 9 to 10 p.m.
Yeah, follow our Instagram.
Follow
the Real Talk Show. The number 2, not 1, but 2.
Yes,
even
yes.
though we are 1, you know the shit.
Yes. Appreciate y'all. We're rocking with us, man.
Yeah,
until
Jersey
next week.
Jules.
You know what I mean? Credit.Corey.
Shout out L Pretty B.
Yes. See you next week, sis. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we out, man.
We out of here, yo.
DJChaseRadio.com. DJChaseRadio.com.
Yes. Absolutely.
Jersey. Next. All right.